Hi, good morning, listeners. Welcome to Robert Sheehan's Matric Tips for English Students. Today we'll be analysing how to address a question and followed with the perfect way to write an introduction. So step one, when you analyse a question, consider these three important factors. Firstly, what knowledge do you need to demonstrate? Highlight the key words in the question and say what information and which facts are needed, so you'll know right off the bat what you need to include in your essay. Think then of the limits. Spot phrases like to what extent or pay particular attention to. These set up the limits of what needs to be included in your answer. Considering these limits will aid in eliminating irrelevant facts. Then look for directives. Look for phrases like closely analyze the following passage or use this passage as a starting point. These will indicate how to approach the topic. So think of that. Knowledge, limits, and directives. Once you have that, you have a basic way to begin your essay. Then, to start your introduction, think of these four things, or you just use the acronym SPAT. Spark, problem, approach, and thesis statement. For spark, it's your first sentence. You need to grab your reader's attention, you know, something declarative. Then for the problem, discuss what it is that you are planning to address. What is the thing that the question has asked you? What knowledge, what limits, what directives? Finally, give the approach. The approach is like a blueprint. It tells your reader how you plan to analyze the question and in what order. So how are you going to address this particular question and which facts are you going to consider first? Then lastly, you need what I call a thesis statement. A thesis statement indicates what a reader should expect. This is a restricted, precisely worded declarative sentence that you place at the end of your introduction. The purpose of such a statement is to alert the reader to the point you are trying to make, or really what your essay hopes to achieve. Ultimately, this statement will say the basic problem and how you plan to address it. Once you have all of these tips done, you will have the perfect introduction.